Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the MVP podcast and YouTube channel where the curious mind branches out into a unique perspective. My name is Jacob and you're a part of the best audience on the internet. Thank you for being here. In this edition, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about one of those jobs I wish I would have and why it's kind of unique. Now, let's put this in perspective. I have a great job. I work with amazing people, and I have no problem with the compensation that I get or the work environment or any of those things, right? All of those are great things. But every once in a while, it's fun to daydream about a job that you just don't have, right? And that's okay because, you know, and if you read Jim Collins's Good to Great, or excuse me, Patrick Lencioni's The Ideal Team Player, he talks about that in order to be the ideal team player, you need three qualities. You need to be humble, hungry, and smart. And so hungry refers to wanting something more or better, not at the expense of others, but wanting something different. And so one of those things that I daydream about every once in a while comes from the question, what is the most useless job in the world, right? Because it would be so cool to have the most useless job in the world. Now, we could argue that some people aren't really value add in their positions, and this would be a lot of fun to criticize specific individuals, but we're not going to do this podcast. We're not trying to be negative. We're going to try to be positive. So what do you think I think is the most useless job in the world? I mean, there's quite a large amount of jobs choose from, right? So it wouldn't be anybody in waste management. I think those guys are great guys and gals. And I totally appreciate the fact that we manage waste as a society in a way where people aren't dealing with rats and dying all the time. And our diseases have gone down. Like historically speaking, that was not the case. So totally, there's nobody in waste management that I think has a useless job at this point. There's nobody at work that I think has a useless job at this point. You know, in fact, I think that the most useless must come from a government requirement. It's got to come from a government requirement because the government's way of understanding incentives is just so not based upon reality. It's based upon political necessity. So the most useless job must be there because of a government requirement, right? And so there's lots of different government requirements out there. If you guys have ever looked at a crime a day on Twitter, what a wonderful Twitter feed. Oh my goodness. This guy goes through, he's a lawyer, and he goes through and he finds some of the most ridiculous things in different statutes. You know, whether or not you can sell cheese that meets a certain type of texture. Yes, it's illegal to sell certain types of cheese that are not a certain type of texture. There's all kinds of other things in there. So maybe a regulator for those unnecessary things might be considered a useless job. And you'd be pretty close, right? But that's not necessarily a job I want. I don't want to be enforcing a regulation. So the job I'd love to have, right, is the job of a lifeguard. I'd say that's not a useless job, not at all, right? And you're correct, absolutely. There's absolutely no, there's absolutely a need for lifeguards in most situations where lifeguards serve, right? They are there, they're a layer of security, and that is really good to have. They save lives, and that's great. However, the way the government has constructed the laws is that a lifeguard always has to be present. A lifeguard always has to be present. So in order for me to be a lifeguard to be the most useless job ever, it has to be at a location where their presence is completely 100% unnecessary. And that would be at the Olympics. Yes, my job that I sometimes daydream about having that would be the most useless job in the world that I would put, if I had this job, I would put it at the top of my resume just so that way I could have a conversation with folks about it, is a lifeguard at the Olympics. Now, I don't know how they select these people, but I seriously think this is a future reality show. If the Olympics is coming to Los Angeles, and I've lost track of where it's going, so please don't think, again, this is Parking Thought, right? This is not the, my thoughts are fully baked, right? This is Parking Thought, right? So I drive a little bit and I park and I share my thoughts when I park. So if, you know, the Olympics is coming to Los Angeles, I think that there's a great opportunity for a reality show of lifeguard at the Olympics, you know, and making that a contest to see who could possibly be the lifeguard at the Olympics, you know, do something along the lines of Survivor or any of those cooking shows, right, where you do elimination rounds with folks. I mean, this would be so cool to have a reality show based upon becoming a lifeguard at the Olympics, the coveted most useless job in the world, right? Because those guys who are there swimming at the Olympics do not need lifeguards. And in fact, if any of them are in trouble, the other guy is probably going to help them out. enough people who know how to swim and were previous lifeguards that that has got to be the most useless job ever. And so that is this edition of Parking Thought. Thank you guys for watching this video. Go ahead, like it, subscribe wherever you happen to find this. And if you'd like to subscribe to this as a podcast so it can be delivered right to your device without you even having to do any work, all you have to do is go over to parkingthought.com. And on the right-hand side, you will see a link so you can subscribe iTunes or whatever your podcast app happens to be. Thank you guys for joining us, and until next time, have a good day.